It's off to prison for an Alliance man who set a fire that severely damaged his apartment building. Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp sentenced 50-year-old James Burns to 9 to 13.5 years behind bars Wednesday. He must register as an arsonist. Burns pleaded guilty to 19 counts of aggravated arson. The blaze occurred December 19th. Burns set fire to his mattress, exited his apartment, locked the door, and left the multifamily dwelling on North Mechanic Avenue. The blaze sent 18 other residents fleeing for safety. Two people were slightly injured. The Stuckey Interfaith Child Development Center and Alliance told families last week it would not be providing child care services this summer. The center is facing allegations of child abuse involving employees from two families, which have combined to file a lawsuit in Starr County Common Pleas Court. The center says it will reopen at an unspecified date with a new leadership team and will bring new programs, policy updates, and streamlined communication. The facility will also undergo a deep cleaning during the summer. The center opened in 1968. A closure is effective May 30. A nuisance lawsuit filed against the owner of an Alliance home won't be dropped until the problem is resolved. That's according to attorney Julie Jackmedes, who represents 13 neighbors who sued Susan Van Cavage last month in Common Pleas Court. She tells the repository she's had positive discussions with a woman's attorney. Van Cavage purchased the home on Overlook Drive in October 2015, but has never lived there full time. She suffered a medical issue after the purchase and moved into a nursing home in Lyndhurst. The suit cites issues, including a large tree that fell onto a portion of the house. The tree has been removed. Repairs are underway. The attorney says plans are to put the residents up for sale and resolve the legal action. A pedestrian struck by a North Canton City vehicle has died. The Canton Regional Crash Team is investigating the April 29th incident at the intersection of 7th Street Northeast and North Main Street. A preliminary investigation shows the vehicle was westbound on 7th and making a left turn onto North Main when it struck 78-year-old Joanne Smith. She was transported to a local hospital and then transferred to another facility for additional treatment. The repository reports she died last Sunday at Altman Compassionate Care Center in Jackson Township. Officials in the West Branch School District facing scrutiny about girls basketball coach Walt DeShields. The board decided not to renew his contract last month. He was later reinstated after public pressure on the board. Some now calling on Superintendent Mickey Egli and Board President Mickey Kanagi to resign. In text messages obtained by the MLO Bros podcast, Kanagi says if DeShields pushes back, she will go to the media with allegations about his adult son. Egli said she reported it to a resource officer in the Office of Professional Conduct for the Ohio Department of Education. DeShields said Wednesday there was an incident in the weight room involving his adult son and a female player, but it was not a sexual assault. No one was charged. Not guilty plea entered by an East Palestine man charged with allowing his two young sons to wander onto a street alone. The plea entered Tuesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court during arraignment of 30-year-old Paul Mason. Police arrested Mason after he failed to show up at the department for questioning about the Monday incident. He was earlier discovered hiding in the attic and told officers he did not know the boys, ages 2 and 4, were in the roadway. The two were naked and nearly hit by a vehicle before a passerby moved them to a front porch. FedEx driver the target of an armed robbery near East Liverpool. The Columbiana County Sheriff's Office says it happened Tuesday near Township Line Road in Route 45 in Madison Township. Deputies were called to the scene shortly after noon. The driver was treated at a local hospital for a head injury. Anyone with information asked to call the Sheriff's Office. Anonymous tips can be submitted through the Sheriff's mobile app. A Mahoning County judge has released a Youngstown man sentenced to prison for a shooting. 57-year-old Charles Berger Jr. was sentenced in Common Pleas Court in August 2021 to 5 to 6 years. The release by Judge John Durkin is effective immediately. Berger would have been eligible for parole in 11 months. He pleaded guilty to felonious assault and a weapons charge stemming from a May 2020 incident at a Cassius Avenue address. According to prosecutors, Berger shot a woman during a domestic dispute. She recovered from her injuries. A Mahoning County judge has sentenced a Georgia man who pleaded guilty to felonious assault and tampering with evidence. Judge Anthony D'Apolito issued a 3 to 4 year prison sentence for 28-year-old Curtis Brooks Wednesday. He pleaded guilty in March. Brooks fired from his truck into the trailer of another rig on the Ohio Turnpike in Austintown in June 2024. Brooks had children and his girlfriend with him at the time. The incident described as a case of road rage. Guilty plea to a lesser charge entered by a Youngstown firefighter. The Franklin County Grand Jury charged Patrick Bundy in February with workers' compensation fraud and theft. A 6-week suspension from the fire department without pay is scheduled to expire at the end of the month. Bundy pleaded guilty to criminal mischief. There was no word on a sentence. A trial was scheduled to begin May 8th. A second suspect in a stolen vehicle investigation is being sought by Canfield Police. A camera alerted officers to the car was chased by police before the pursuit ended with a vehicle crashing at South Turner and Herbert Roads. Two suspects fled on foot. A juvenile was arrested. Mahoning County Sheriff's Office and other local law enforcement assisted in a search. It was called off around 9 p.m. Police say the other suspect is an adult.